Kof Ches Ador Sheni, Sunday the 3rd of April. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Brody, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rav Chaim Eliezer ben Rabbi Yaakov, Wiesenfeld, Zechel Yevrofa. Rabbi Yossi David, Bedikas Chometz.
Okay, there's a previous speaker left off in Minhagim and not touching Minhagim, so I think we'll carry on the same note. But it's Self Purim, Abiyav Pesach. We all know the importance of dealing with Hilchos Pesach, and Pesach is sectioned out to three main sections. The Inyan of Bedikas Chometz is the Inyan of what's mutter, what's not allowed to, as Chometz, it doesn't even let us say that there's so many halachas, it's piled with halachas. And just a little insight before we start talking about Bedikas Chometz. Into Chometz, which I heard recently from a big Talmid Chacham, if you think about it, Chometz is always it's an illusion. It's an illusion. It's something which inflates, and really you can squash it really hard, and you won't have much of the bread, really. Yeah, you can press it down. Matzah is the opposite. So if you look at the Sfarim at the beginning of Bereishis, the Barchet of the Nachash, and Adam HaRishon, you will see a beautiful idea about how a Yetzirah works. It's all through illusion. Makes us imagine what we'll feel by the chet and what experience we're going to have, and that illusion carries out. And if we don't have the seichel overpowering the illusion, that means the fact which we know, that's the seichel, the Torah which we learn. If we don't have that to overpower the illusion, we get carried away the illusion. And that's what Chometz is all about. Chometz is really an illusion. It looks to you nice, and he was connected also. It says, so if you look in Vyotzi V'Nochol in the 15, then you see that V'Yofe is the last one. So it means Yofe is Emes, really. It's another expression for Emes, it's something Yofe. So it's Yofe, you get to the Emes. The Chometz is really an illusion. It's nothing, it's just that it's air. And that's all our Vyotzi, it's how it works in such a system. So now, with such a message, we can go more powerful into the Inyan of Bedikas Chometz. Yeah. There is an interesting Magen Avraham in Siman Taf Lamed Gimel. The Magen Avraham talks about when the Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to check Bedikas Chometz Le'ol Ha'aruvah. If someone did not check in the night of the 14th, he can check in the day somewhere where there's a lot of light. Meaning, in Achsadra, what the Gemara says in Achsadra is a place where there's no ceiling, yeah? I mean, no walls, no ceiling. Whatever it is, the sun shines right through it. Muravon says something interesting there. He says that if you have a window, a glass, to the Achsadra, I'll read his Loshon, he says, Venirali, the Bechalon sheesh ba mechitza shel zchuchit, lekule alma also livda kenegda. If that window, or that Achsadra has a glass division between the sunlight and the place where you're checking, you can't. So many poiskim bring their eye from there. Shlomo Kluger brings their eye from there. You can't check Chometz with a torch, electric torch. Why? Because although it's got a light and the wire gets hot like fire, but it's covered up with a glass. And therefore the Magen Avraham here says, with a glass, and Rav Shlomo Kluger takes it so far, that he passed on the Sheikhet, who used to do Shechita with glasses. Yeah, he says, Dumya, he says, yeah, it's not such a good thing to do through glasses. See what Magen Avraham said about Bedikas Chometz. So he says, we shouldn't Shecht anymore. Shlomo Kluger, the man should do it. If a kid bothered us, because I tell you what, it's a big to check Chometz with a candle is not such a practical thing. So many people want to know whether we can use a torch, we can use a disc. So it troubled a lot. It occurred to me, maybe, and then I said, it's not my own Chiddush. And I've got to bring a prior to that an interesting Chiddush. That the Magen Avraham himself, in Hilchos Avdol and Siman Resh Tzadik Ches, he writes, you're allowed to do Bikas Avdolah in a ner, which is covered up with a glass, or you're seeing it through a glass. So Magen Avraham writes, I've got a quote here, says the Magen Avraham, וקוסה בחידוש הרשב"א, שהספקלריה של זכוכית מקרה שפיר רואה השלהבת ומשתמש לאורה. If you want to make boiler in Ma'arei Ha'esh on Ma'arei Shabbos, you can make it through a glass. There's no problem. It's called Mishtamish Le'ora, and it says Ro'eh Ata Shalevati. So in the Magen Avraham, there's a bit of consistency missing, because if you hold that there is a trouble by B'dikas Chometz to use a covered up flame, yeah? So surely when you're coming to Megillah Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Boiler Ma'arei Ha'esh, which is in the fire, then really should cause a problem. And Magen Avraham is making on one hand.
Which way you're looking. Whether you're looking through the glass at the flame, or
you're checking something else. You're checking something else. But that's why I made sure I photocopied the Magen Avraham and I'll read it again. It says, Mikrei Shapi Ro'eh Ha'Shalevet U'Mishtamesh Le'Ora. Magen Avraham says you can use the light. The Chometz Mishtamesh Le'Ora. The Ma'arsham, yeah, and this really occurred to me when I was thinking about this in Ilchos Shabbos as well. I was trying to say a chiddush, and I never found it anyway. We learned Ilchos Pesach. The glass, once upon a time, wasn't the glass we have today. Go and have it. You only have it stroll in the British Museum. They'll show you the first time you might have had glass. I've seen a few. Long time ago, they go 2,000-year-old glass, and it's definitely not clear glass. Now, whether in the time of the Magen Avraham there was a clear glass or not, I doubt it there was such a clear glass. I doubt it, yeah? But that would make a problem. Why in Hagdoli he says you can't? But I can understand, but nowadays, and he pointed out correctly, how can a Baal Kohen read Kriyas HaTorah from the Sefer Torah when he's wearing spectacles, wearing glasses, yeah? Really, it should pose a chatzitza between that you can differentiate the case of terror.
Who doesn't?
Right, the meaning of Islam has become, yeah? Yeah, absolutely, right, your point. Yeah? So, really, the Ma'arsham says this foreign here, in the Ilchos Pesach. He says, what's wrong? No such thing. Our glass is not what the Magen Avraham spoke about. Our glass is not the glass of the Rashba. It's not the glass of the Yerushalmi, which says you can't do through a glass of Avdallah. It's not the same thing. Why? Because our glass is much clearer, and there isn't a problem of. Yeah. Now, there is a difference between Avdallah to be Me'ashev Estiras, Magen Avraham. And the thing you can differentiate, I don't differentiate exactly what you're looking for, but I've got a different differentiation. Difference between what's the source of light. If you have a flame and nearby you have a glass, then it gives just as much light. But if you have the sun, everybody knows the glass causes a certain chatzitza between the sun, causes a bit of shade between the sun, which is very far, to where the glass. So there could be a difference between what's inside, glass or flame. If it's a flame, and since the glass is near the flame, so therefore you can see clear light. So that's how the Magen Avraham says, by Avdallah, it's called Mishtamesh Le'ora, it's not a problem. When it comes to Zchuchit of an Arubah, of a window, the sun is very far. The glass causes I'm not talking about a tinted glass, but a regular glass even, causes a certain, you can see, if you go to the sun, you see in the shade, you will see where the glass gives more shade than when there's no glass. So it does weaken a bit the light, perhaps, yeah? Let's give a little feeling. Anyway, there's a different problem. And not many people can raise this issue. That the Gemara goes to prove why we check with Or HaNer. And the Gemara uses such a strong glossary, like, Minah Mile. Yeah, the Gemara could have just said a simple svara, Or HaNer Yafel Bdika, and not gone into all the limud and asmachta which the Gemara gives. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara gives a tremendous source to checking with a candle. Amar Rav Chisda lamadnu metzia, mi metzia, metzia, mi chippus, ve chippus, mi chippus, ve chippus, mi neilach, ve neilach, mi neilach. A long asmachta, the Gemara gives, involves half of Tanakh in why we check with the Or HaNer. And then it says, you know, Or HaNer Yafel Bdika, it's nice at night, it shines better, it shines good, but there's an Indian, and now the Mitzvah. But if the Gemara gives such a strong asmachta, could we come along and say, you know what, we're going to check with the torch, we're going to check not with the flame? By the way, it's Moir and Lo, Vach Meshamayim, Masu in some way. Let's see this a bit. Yeah? that when we check with a candle, we actually, of course, we remind you, of course, Yerushalayim b'neot. You don't forget this, yeah? And Achapes Yerushalayim b'neot has great significance. The Gemara says, doesn't shine so well in there, yeah? And the reason is, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to search our ma'asim, our deeds, towards Mashiach comes, only with a candle, with a weak light, yeah? So you shouldn't see the bigger, the only bigger veils, not smaller veils, yeah? But there's great significance to searching with a candle. So therefore, mitzad that, actually should be a problem to check with a candle. So, lemaisa, I've seen a lot of places hold, you shouldn't make a bracha on a candle, although you should start, on a torch, sorry. You should start the bdikas chometz with a candle, do as much as you could with a candle. When you see it gets uncomfortable, continue doing with it, with mekayim, the Indian of what the Gemara brings and everything, and so you've got no problem with bracha. Many places actually might say, hold, you should make a bracha on a torch. Yeah, at all. You shouldn't make a bracha on a torch. That's what they hold. Because of this Indian. But I haven't seen it in so many places, but anyway, but what we have to ask here is, how are we allowed to search an achsadra? An achsadra is wind. Well, there's no candle used there. You're using Orem, it's mashmalagat, but you should know that the Rambam changes pshat in the Gemara, and he holds that checking an achsadra with the sunlight is only bediyevet. The chatchila, they were not mechalik between bdik and bdik, and they wanted everyone to do with a candle, even in day, daylight. And the loshon of Shulchan Aruch, mashma, it's mashmalagat. The next point I wanted to discuss with you is the inyan of we clean our homes up very well before Pesach, and the Shulchan Aruch gives an interesting halacha, and it's an afkamina lemaise. What happens when you're 100% sure you've checked? Yeah, and we all check properly before you even start bdikas chometz. So how serious should you take the bdikas chometz, or do you have to make bdikas chometz on the night? What about if you take a candle and you start searching on the night of the 13th? Are you yoytze or not yoytze? So the Balamor holds that if a person checked chometz before, on the night of the 13th, on the day of the 13th even, Leora, Sadra, or somewhere where there's a lot of light, you don't have to check again chometz on the night of the 14th. However, the Shulchan Aruch and most Rishonim don't bring that lalach, and the whole you do have to. I will read you out a Morbichi, a very interesting Morbichi. The Morbichi says as follows, yeah? וגם אם כיבדו ותתתו את הבית וגם אם כיבדו ותתתו את הבית מקודם לכך, even if they were מחבד the house, they swept the house and they cleaned the house properly, yeah, before the night of the 13th or 14th, אפילו אחי צריך לחזור ולבדוק שלא לחלק בין בדיקה לבדיקה וכן פסק הרעבן. Yeah, there's a reason we shouldn't be mechalik between bedika and bedika, and therefore, even if you've cleaned your house properly, even if you've taken a candle on the night of the 13th, even if you check on the night of the 14th, all of Klal Yisrael have to check bedikas chometz. Yeah, we'll soon get into the inyans. It seems to me, if you're 100% sure, you won't find anything. You still have to check against shloi lechalek. How can you make a bracha and all that? We'll soon talk about the 10 pieces of bread, and we'll go into this minhag yisrael, which we have to keep. As he said in the previous Baal Kohen said before. So it says here, what's the proof of the Ravan that you have to check? The Yerushalmi brings that in the Beis Hamikdash used to check, yeah, when used to eat Korban Todah, so they had to check to see whether anything remained. So the Yerushalmi asked, do you have to check for Pesach? So Yerushalmi says, yes, you do. Shloi lechalik ben bdika lebdika. Although the Kohen used to look for lachme toida to see if they, for the toida, for the korban toida, there's anything left, they had to check that there's nothing left. But since we didn't want to differentiate between bdika and bdika, they had to do search again. So here's a raya: even if you checked your home, you have. By the way, the Gaon argues with the Sire, brings the Prichodesh and all that. They argue and they say, there you didn't check a bdika's chometz l'shem Pesach. You did a Shem Toida, that's not the same. Pesach is Balirai, Balimatzet, Mashmo Chomor, so therefore it's not enough the fact that you check. But if you would have checked for the sake of Pesach, a night before Pesach, with a candlelight, Hakun to the Gaon, Hakun to the Prichodesh, should be Neitz, Hakun to Shulchan Aruch, seemingly not. Interestingly enough, it's brought a bit further on, the Gaon brings, that hold on. מפני מה הוא מושל שמעמתם למפריע? בדקתי להם לא יבושל, תשאר לכיבוד. מפני שבנות ישראל בודקות מבותיהם בשעת כיבודי אלמה, חירו לך למילת את אלו מבדיק שפי ולא כיבוד. The Mordechi, a bit later on, brings a source that people should make sure they check for chomet, they check the houses properly, and they clean the houses before the night of Dikas Chomet. The Raya is, Bnot Yisrael, yeah? I'll be Medayik in the Bnot Yisrael, yeah? The men don't have to get involved so much. But Bnot Yisrael, the Mordechi says, what particular to check, yeah? Well, particularly check for tumah and for this. It seems to be that if you want to make sure something's seen, you have to check before. So therefore, says the Lord, here's a source to make sure you clean up your homes before Pesach. Now the question is, the Ramah brings an interesting there in about putting the 10 pieces of bread. By the way, where's the source? How early? How far back do we go to the source of putting the 10 pieces of bread? So I've got a bit of a encouraging raya and a bit of a disappointing raya too. The earliest I've ever found the minhag of putting 10 pieces, the Ravid mentions it, yeah, in his Tshuvas Tamim Deot. He's got a Tshuvas which he wrote, the Ravid, it's quite early in the Rambam's day, and he writes minhag nashimhu. And you don't have to be worried about the minhag, about that minhag. You know, it's a woman's minhag, and you don't have enough to have the minhag of putting the 10 pieces of bread. So wait, it's encouraging that the minhag goes far back, as far as the Ravid. But the problem is, the Ravid seems to hold. You know what the Ramah brings? The Ramah writes as follows. The Ramah brings this, the Marib bring, I think it is, that he bring, he holds, that ונוהגים להניח פתיתי חמץ במקום שימצא מבודק כדי שלא יברכתו לבטלה. It's a minhag to put 10 pieces of bread, hide them around the houses. Why? That the brocha shouldn't be a brocha לבטלה. Yeah? So the Ramah writes on that to Miu, אם לא נוסל לא יקב, if you didn't put, it's not מעקב, because when a person checks with a brocha, it's if he finds. On one hand, he brings the day of being choshev brocha levatala. We check, especially our homes, we clean them so well that we know exactly where the chometz is left is. So why are we making a brocha? So Ramon says that's for the source to put the 10 pieces of bread. The Ramon brings it; it's a minhag. The Rizal also gives great source with minhag. So I think amongst all communities, taking on to put 10 pieces of bread, and we can't lift up that minhag. Yeah, and I want to tell you further. The Gong says, it depends on the machloikes of Benotam Henri, where? In El Chosukah. Do we make a bracha? Yeah? When we sleep in the sukkah? Yeah? By the way, sleeping in the sukkah is an alach and shulchan aruch, and it's a Mishnah, and it's quite clear. It's all a minhag, yeah? Do we make a bracha and sleep in the sukkah?
No.
It's a pele. On eating on sukkah, which in achilas arai you can have outside the sukkah, you make a bracha. On sleeping, even shenas arai, you can't even doze off outside the sukkah for a few seconds. You don't make a bracha, so surely there's much more keva involved in sleeping in the sukkah. So why don't you make a bracha on that? So you don't ask this question? The Ri, Balatesh Rabbeinu Yitzchak asked to the Rabbeinu Tam, why don't we make a bracha? So he came up with a svara. What's the svara? He says, you might not fall asleep straight after the bracha. So if you might not fall asleep, this is Ri, it's not me saying svara, it's Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Utam? Hamapil also. You should know by Hamapil, I didn't find a part from the Ben Yishchai. The Ben Yishchai writes, his minhag was not to say Hamapil Rishem Malchus. Because of that worry, you might not fall asleep. We don't have the problem, Baruch Hashem. We hit the pillow, and there's gulas which come cheap. There's different gulas to fall asleep quicker, yeah? And it's not a good sign if a person cannot fall asleep quickly. Because he's not tired. So why are you going to sleep? So open it tomorrow. Sit and learn. Then you fall asleep. Yeah. Then you never fall asleep.
That's a
schooler. Says, Rav Shatzi, the usual, but tell him a shena. והמייסים לחיות בטל אלשיינה וסיין סליחס. רב שצי דלביץ' is to laugh at the Sfadim, he used to say they have the same סליחס for 40 days. He said, but at least they understand what they're saying, because the same thing in 40 days, you have 40 days to prepare, but Ashkenaz may have made a different סליחס. One of the סליחס says, והמתים לחיות בטל אלשיינה. What is טל אלשיינה? So when a person falls asleep over the Gemara, so a bit of saliva falls over the Gemara. Kosh Baruch Hu takes that saliva and is Mechaya Mason with that saliva. It means you're really work over learning that you fall asleep on top of the Gemara. That's what Shatri Levi said. Anyway, so, Kein Rabbeinu Tam, and answers Ri, no. The reason why we don't make a bracha on sleeping on Sukkah, you know why? It's because we pattern it with our food. When we make a bracha on the food, we pattern the whole day, all what we do in the Sukkah, the tayel v'sukkah, we learn in the Sukkah, we eat in the Sukkah, we sleep in the Sukkah, everything is covered. When he said, Lishev v'sukkah, Lishev v'sukkah, it's not coming out to sit down to eat. It's to dwell in the Sukkah, and it covers everything. Why would they kaveh it on food and not on sleeping? Then we can answer maybe it's more of a definite action, yeah? So therefore they wanted to be masmichet to that. Comes out, according to this, machlokes between Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, if you have to worry, b'shas, you make a bracha, maybe you won't fulfill what you have to do. So according to the Ri, if there's a worry, don't make a bracha. According to the Ri, says they're gone. This is the goyness of the gone. Says, according to the Ri, you should not make a bracha on bdikas chometz if you're 100% sure, or even if you're 90% that you will not find nothing, then you should make a bracha. Why are you making a bracha?
So if you don't make a bracha on Livdaik,
so it will be dependent on the reason why you make albil, yeah? Some people say, tchilas bil, yeah? And so, because at the end of the day, most points can hold that if you forgot to make a brocha until you're burning the chometz, you don't make albil chometz. Because the takana was on the bdika. So seemingly the brocha is on the bdika. I understand that some say tchilas bil, but that's not a bil, it's to exterminate. And that's, so the takana was only on the bdika, it seems to be. You can't make on the bil. Just from the burning, you don't make a brocha, even if you forgot. So seemingly the takana is on the bdika. If you don't make the bdika, so the Gaon says it depends on this machlokes between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. About how to do. By Sukkah, yeah. So the Ramah brings this chashash of Brocha Levatola, and therefore he says put the 10 pieces of bread, and that will cover the problem. Because you will find the chometz, you will be Mekayim the Tekon of Chazal, and therefore you won't be over on Brocha Levatola. Yeah, by the way, just a little reminder, the Ritva Chiddush, it's a big Chiddush. If I washed my hands on intention, yeah, to eat bread, and afterwards I realize that I'm full up, I don't need to eat again. It happens very often. We see food, our eyes are bigger than our mouth, to say, you know. We see food, and straight away we want to wash it and say, no, maybe it's too early to have a meal, I don't want to eat. And my over Brocha Levatola, I just want to tell us a dime. Should I go and eat bread? So Ritva says no, because when you washed your hands, you were sincere, you were honest, you really wanted to eat. So therefore, it's not Brocha Levatola. So could well be that according to him, it would be all right to make a broch if your intention is to find chometz, even if you don't find. But we have to see, because really, 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 according to what we said before, you have to check your chometz, even if you're sure that there's no chometz, even if you did it the night before. Yeah, lo lechalik b'mdika lebdika. So you become a takanas chazal. Interesting, another minhag. Both in the Ramah, so Ma'ariv, when you see it, you get shocked. The Ma'ariv says, if you didn't find any chometz, burn the plate. Burn the plate which you're checking the chometz with. Why? It's a short word. You shouldn't forget the concept of burning chometz. Baltashchis, what's the source of the Ma'ariv? Where did it come from? What we should burn plates? What's the plate?
Use paper plates.
Use paper plates, fine, today you got a solution. Fine, use paper plates. But what's the idea? Yeah, first of all, he didn't put the 10 pieces of bread, seemingly. Yeah? The Ma'ariv. But I'm not going into that now. The Ma'ariv bread, Ma'ariv, seems to be the Talmud of the Ma'ariv, but I'm not. You know what the source is? It's the Gaon. The Gaon is amazing. You know what he writes? He brings the Gemara in Sukkah the Flamed Aleph. The Gemara in Sukkah the Flamed Aleph says that if a person does not, the Braisa, yeah? If you don't have an etrog on Sukkot, you don't have an etrog on Sukkot, what do you do? Lo yavi lo rimon velo parish, don't bring a pomegranate, don't bring apples, don't bring anything else. Even though they might have a similar shape to an etrog, don't use them instead of an etrog, even if you don't have an etrog. Sit and don't shake the lulav of an etrog. Finished. You don't have, you don't have. Questions the Gemara. Why would you have thought to bring something else? Well, if you don't have tefillin, you're going to put something else, a plastic bag on your head?
Be it's
hadar.
Rimon
and Parish is no hadar. Come to everybody. Hadar is citrus or dar milano. It's definitely not. I hope you're not giving new interpretations to Pierre Sadar, yeah? So far we have no one has ever come with a difference. It's funny, reform, never we took a tefillin, and when it's very game, they never came up with any other solution, any easier options of being the kind of mitzvah. But sorry to Tereshe Baal Peh, sorry to Netero, what happened? Anyway, so... So it says the Gemara, why would you have bought? Why would you have thought you bought? So it says the Gemara, you know why? Kedei shelo tishtakach. Bring the Rosh. Beautiful Rosh. Says the Gemara. It's Sukkah. Says, ki heichi shelo tishkach Torah etrog. You might have thought in order not to forget the concept of shaking milah v'neslog on Sukkah, so never take something which looks similar. Yeah? Kamash malan, don't do it. What's the reason? Zimrin de nafik churba mine. The osile misach. If you'll get accustomed to shaking something else, pomegranate something else, then when you will have a nesog, you'll carry on with that minad. Yeah? So therefore, we're worried a churba, something bad will come out from this minad. Don't do it. From this thing. Says the Gaon, he doesn't say it, he just quotes his Gemara. According to this, there's no worry by Bill Chomet, yeah? You? There's no worry that you'll come, a churba will come out from burning the plate. Yeah, apart from the chulba burning the plate, no other chulba will come out of it. So the next year you'll have chomets, you burn the chomets. No, you won't burn the chomets, but you'll burn the plate the previous year. So says the Gaon, here's a source that in order not to forget Torah, Bill is an Indian to go and. I know there's different between mitzvahs, the Oraisa, to the Rabbana of Dikas Chomets, but the Gaon actually brings this idea. Yeah? As a source to burning the plate. What? The Pichodesh argues with this, says don't do it,
Baal Tashmi. Why isn't there a Shashal next year he'll say that we have to do a symbolic burning of the plate?
Burn the plate, but you know you won't come not to burn the chomet because of that.
Why not?
Because why would you?
Just burn the plate.
But you know what you're checking for? You know what you're checking for? There's no worry that you forget the checking, because you check for chomet. So you're going to check for chomet, you're going to have the plate together with chomet inside. Where are you going to take the chomet off and burn the plate? You're not going to do that.
Yeah, you know
what's about. It's a pachot chashash, yeah?
Is that why people wouldn't stoop?
I don't know. The noise, the furthest is moving around. Yeah? But the furthest was to clean before. Wasn't to clean, yeah? So that's why it's a minute to go just in case you find something which needs further. Today is very primitive of cleaning further. You take a further, you won't know how to use it even. Yeah? So, but there's a minute, hey, keep it on. I don't know. I'm not getting involved now with Minogim, yeah? Another thing I wanted to pass the. If you're ready to work, because chometz, about burning of the chometz, yeah, there's interesting, the Gemara talks about if you burnt the chometz before time of Esau, and it's become charcoal, yeah, you're allowed to use that charcoal even on Pesach, for your oven, for anything you need, mutter banah, or did chometz, it used to be chometz, but once you've burnt it, it's something else, it's charcoal. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this mutter banah. So we said, as we learned in Gemara, it says, can you eat such a thing? Surely no one will talk about eating because no one eats it. Yeah, no one eats chocolate. There's not enough kamina. So I said, mutabana. The Rosh brings that one of the Rishonim holds that. As we are the Rosh. Huh? The Rosh writes that you're not allowed to eat it even if you burnt it. That's the Rosh. He brings one of some Rishonim hold you're allowed to eat it because it's something else. But the Rosh says, you're not allowed to eat it. And that's where we get the swallow of Achsheveh. If it's Achsheveh, if we decide to eat now the chometz burnt, we've given it Hashivut. So it's not Afra Ba'alma, it's not anymore ashes, it's not more charcoal. Now it's chometz, we give it Hashivut, we want to eat it. So therefore, according to the Rosh, is it connected to the ink on the eggs, yeah? I just don't want to make a big issue out of it, but just to give you where the source of this, so there's a concept of Achsheveh. And the Shulchan Aruch talks about it, talks about ink, which we've done before Pesach, and we worry that you might come to eat it. And I want to tell you, the Mishnah Berurah quite clearly writes, the whole concept of Achsheveh, even to the Rishonim, which shows there's a concept of making something choshev, even though now it's charcoal, or something not roi l'achilat kelev, is only when you eat it be'en. But if it got mixed into something else, there's no Achsheveh, you're not making that choshev, you're making the whole tavshil choshev. Or if you accidentally put it in your mouth, there's no Achsheveh. Yeah? That's what Mishnah Berurah writes, and the Chazon Ish has a further chidush, more lenient. Chazon Ish says, there doesn't have to be posel achilat kelev. Even if posel achilat adam, there is achsheve, but if it got mixed with something else, there's no achsheve. Achsheve is when you have the chametz on its own, even though it's fully burned.
If the charcoal got mixed?
If the charcoal got mixed, I'm talking about.
You can eat it.
You can eat it, because no achsheve. You need the whole, that's something to be achsheve. Now, about the ink and the eggs, I'm not going into the political issue or even this, but some claim that the ink on the egg is food colouring. It might be a cause of food colouring. I'm not so sure the food colouring is something so edible. It just doesn't disturb the food. That's the thing. But to be edible, someone will sit and drink such a thing. It'll be annoying, and I don't know what the Shulchan Aruch meant by dio, by ink, that it's okay to be used on Pesach. And there's no problem, you might put it into your mouth. And Mishnah Berurah says, even if you will put it, there's no achshav in it. So perhaps here, because it is bitul, you're boiling the eggs beforehand in water, and the ink will go into the disc, you mix, there's no achshav on the etzem thing. Unless it'll be proven that the ink is edible, fully edible, then it's an issue.
They tasted it in Bezdin.
And?
Yeah, they had a bottle of it. They said, you know, somebody was desperate pleasant. For a strong drink could drink it.
Someone was desperate for a strong drink.
Yeah.
So this is where I'm coming to. The Chazon Ish says that it doesn't have to be nifsal when it gets mixed. It doesn't have to be nifsal machilat kelev. It's enough with the nifsal machilat adam, the Chazon Ish says. But anyway, if that's the case, I'm just giving you know, sometimes you go wonder what's the issue with that thing. You should know that there is an issue, and there's a Rosh who brings a machlokes of Achshaveh, and that's it.